MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And we're glad to be live again for this week's edition of eBay Radio after a short hiatus. If you're listening live, today is June 30th, 2015. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 603. On today's show, we're going to get some useful advice on listing stale or old unlisted inventory. We'll discover a new Twitter tool that can turn your product pictures into sales. We'll go sourcing with a goal. Find out what two attendees learned at the eBay Radio Party and Conference in Las Vegas that happened 2 weeks ago. We'll also take your calls. But first, here's the eBay Radio news brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Product identifiers, a flag, and hot summers all feature in today's eBay Radio News for June 30th, 2015. I'm Lee. As previously announced, product identifiers are now required in order to complete listings of branded new items and manufacturer refurbished items in certain qualifying categories. That was effective yesterday. eBay is enforcing the product identifier requirement on a category-by-category basis by preventing the completion of new listings or manual relistings whenever product identifiers aren't included. You can find out more on the eBay announcement board. Well, eBay announced Tuesday that they've decided to prohibit Confederate flags and many items containing this image. eBay spokesperson John Ahoff said in an email to CNN that it was, quote, because we believe it has become a contemporary symbol of divisiveness or divisiveness and racism, and this decision is consistent with our longstanding policy that prohibits items that promote or glorify hatred, violence, and racial intolerance. She added that the company continually monitors and evaluates its 800 million products on its site to ensure they are consistent with our core purpose. The company's decision mirrors that of Walmart and Sears and others, which have removed Confederate flag products from their stores. Well, it's going to happen, Griff. eBay's board of directors raised their hands and agreed to the previously planned spinoff of PayPal, which will be listed on the NASDAQ stock market and commence trading on the 20th of July. eBay CEO John Donahoe said, quote, as separate independent companies, eBay, led by Devin Wenig, and PayPal, led by Dan Schulman, will each have a sharper focus and greater flexibility to pursue future success in their respective global commerce and payments market. Griff, have you heard about eBay's hot deals for hot days?
Yes, I have.
It's kind of cool, really.
Hot deals.
Yeah, there are two parts. First, eBay's hot deals for hot days Airstream trailer, you know? They're going to take it to a few cities.
Oh, Airstream, yeah.
Right. And the experience invites shoppers to browse and buy new designer sunglasses at a discount that mirrors the high temperature of the day in their market.
Ooh.
So,
how will that work?
It's going to debut in the Hamptons on July 4th.
Yeah.
So, let's say it's going to be 92 degrees in the Hamptons. You're going to get 92% off your sunglasses.
Yeah. Well, let's hope for 100, right? Because if it's 100 degrees, you
don't
pay anything.
Well, I'm wondering about that. You know, there's probably a disclaimer. I don't know. But
yeah, there's always
who knows?
The darn disclaimer. Probably,
but, you know, that's what's supposed to happen.
That's funny. Then
it's going to travel to New York City's Flatiron Plaza on July 7th and July 8th. But shoppers across the country can visit eBay's 4th of July deals frenzy at ebay.com/deals. Or on the go with eBay's mobile app to access a curated Hot Deals for Hot Days sale. So
hot deals.
The rest of us that aren't going to be in New York will be able to enjoy it too. Griff, I'd like to thank everybody, and I think you should too, for coming to our party in Las Vegas. It was a blast. People learned a lot. I've got nothing but great, great comments about it. And later on in the show, I just realized I got an email from Shauna Champion.
Oh, Shauna, yes.
Her new blog, you know, for business.eBay.
Yeah. Yes.
50
yes.
things I learned at the 2015 eBay Radio Party.
There must be 50 ways to improve your selling.
Drop off the key, Lee.
Well, no, that's
different song.
Take better photos. I can't rhyme anything with that. Take better pics, Ricks. Write better text, Rex.
Pick up the key, Lee.
You still want to pick up that damn key, don't you?
Well, my
you?
Name was in it.
Oh, right.
What can I tell you? So anyway, thank you, everyone. And later on in the show, we'll be mentioning some of the items that Shauna Champion wrote in her 50 Things I Learned at the eBay Conference. And that's eBay Radio News for June 30th, 2015, brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. I'm Lee Maribel. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the griff.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales.
So your deal, your presentation at the eBay Radio Party and Conference, your surprise presentation, it all made us all realize how important this product identifier thing really is.
Yes.
So you want to talk about it a little bit, kind of sum it up again, why it's so essential for sellers to add or adopt product identifiers?
Well, in the presentation, I went over a little bit of the how and the what, because that's still confusing to people, I think. But I did want to focus in on the why, because I think I've read some stuff out there, and people have some misconceptions about why this requirement was added to selling on eBay. And I hate to think of it as a requirement. I actually think of it as a huge benefit. And a lot of people who sell on eBay aren't aware of how UPC and product identifiers, for example, in general work. But in the ever-changing world of e-commerce, where buyers are searching for items on eBay and off eBay, having consistent code that links directly to a specific item makes it a lot easier for marketplaces like eBay, specifically eBay, to actually serve up items that are completely relevant to what a buyer is looking for. So I went over those reasons in the presentation, and there's several of them. And, you know, maybe we could do more on a show. We can actually revamp the presentation to an audio presentation for one of our weeks here. But the biggest reason is because without these product identifiers, we can't compete in e-commerce. We just can't. That's just the way it goes. So if we were a retailer that had all of our own products, I wonder who that would be, we could just add all of the product identifiers ourselves because we have access to that information. But eBay is not a retailer in the sense that we don't host inventory. We don't store, we don't buy and sell inventory. We don't have warehouses full of inventory. So in order for this to work, we have to rely on our partners, aka sellers, to provide the information. And that's the reason why we're doing this. As I said in the event, I'm not satisfied with our position in the world at the moment. I think we have the right to conquer e-commerce. I really do. But like I said, eBay can't conquer e-commerce without e-sellers. And we can't provide this information, but you can. So Uncle Sam wants you, Uncle Griff wants you to provide those product identifiers. For me, understanding now, it's been an education in the last 6 months about this, understanding their importance, I've actually made it, it's become kind of I don't want to say hobby, but a obsession with me, is getting product identifiers for even merchandise where it's not required. I sell mostly used apparel, but if I can find the UPC code, for example, for a pair of shoes that I'm selling that aren't new, I'll go out and look for it. And I found some interesting ways of getting that information. I'm not required to put it in. eBay doesn't require used shoes. But I want that information in there for my listings because I know it's going to benefit me as a seller. It's going to make it easier for buyers to find my item.
So it's mucho important.
Mucho. It's actually DEFCON 5 critical, in my view.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if we have a scarf that we're going to sell on eBay...
Yeah, currently it's, unless it's new with a UPC code on the tag, it has a brand, you may want to enter the brand. But again, remember, in clothing, shoes, and accessories, the only category where this is a requirement are new in-box shoes.
Got it. Okay.
So if you have a scarf, it's not a requirement. If you have a scarf and it's new and you've got the UPC code, put it in. Yes.
But otherwise, if not, I shouldn't worry.
Yeah. And if you have a brand new item that is requiring a product identifier UPC code, you don't have one, you just type in does not apply. Does not apply is your get out of jail quick card. If it doesn't have a UPC or a GTIN in general, which could be a UPC code, an ISBN code, or an EAN code, just type in does not apply. If they're one of the required fields, and you'll know the required fields because they'll have green asterisks next to them. If there's a call for a manufacturer's part number and you don't have one, type in does not apply. If it's a generic item without a brand and it's still in a category where it's being required because it's new, type in does not apply.
Okay.
A lot of misunderstanding about that, I think.
Yeah.
So we'll be harping on about this.
Is there
months.
A place where we can go and see a sample of all these identifiers?
Yeah, I think if you go to the Seller Information Center and look on the left-hand column for news, and then look for the news for the spring seller update for 2015, you'll find the information there.
Okay. Because I'm not really clear on all of them myself.
What, you just sat through that presentation?
Of course, I just don't sell a lot of new stuff. That's why.
You don't have to worry about it. If you don't, if you have an item and it has a UPC code on it, it'll be easy. If it doesn't, just type in does not apply.
You're got fine. It.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, listing stale or old inventory here on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com. Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com. And mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.